The Basketball League is starting up another season. As some of you may or may not know, the Jacksonville actually has a basketball team. The Jacksonville 95ers are coming up on their third season. The first game is Friday against Orlando. Their first home game, however, March 13th at Trinity College. So make sure you go and check them out. I am joined by Deshaun Edwards, the shooting guard, small forward, and also the third overall pick in this year's draft, Monica Mike, the GM of Business Affairs, Dwayne Joshua, the GM of Basketball Operations, and Stevie Smith, the VP of Marketing and Partnerships. So first, I just listed a whole bunch of names right now. Dwayne, I want to start off with you. It's your third season now. All the rust, the new stuff is off. What pressures do you now face, not only like as a team, but also as a GM of basketball operations?
So I wouldn't say it's a lot of pressure. I would say that we would like to compound from what we did last year. Mm-hmm. You know, for year one, I think we had a very successful year. We won the regular season championship.
Nice.
Won quite a few games and was a few games away from the finals. Mm-hmm. Granted, my shooting guard broke his arm. Oh. So the pressure now is just to get seats, get butts in the seats. Mm-hmm. And that's the biggest pressure. It's not really, you know, the on-court product. It's just more so getting the community and the city involved.
So let's just say, like, let's just talk to the regular family. They need something to do on a weekend or a random weekday. What can fans expect at a Jacksonville 95ers game?
Yeah, absolutely. Good question, Jay. So Jacksonville 95ers game is like a party, man. It's a great fun family environment that, you know, we love for the city, you know, to make them proud, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to have vendors there, food trucks, live bands. It's going to be a great event that you guys can come out in and just enjoy the Saturday games.
Now, Deshaun, what you just talked about, they're regular season champs, few games away from the finals. You now come in, you're third overall pick in this. First off, just being the third overall pick, being such a high pick, do you have any pressures to just automatically just have instant success?
There's actually no pressure. I just give all the glory to God. I feel like he wouldn't give me anything that I'm not able to handle. You know, I worked my whole life for this moment, and it's finally here, so I just look forward to making things happen for myself and my family.
I want to take you back to draft day. Your childhood dream, playing basketball, you get drafted. Not only do you just get drafted, you get drafted high. How does that make you feel?
It just makes me feel like all the work I put in the past, all the setbacks, minor setbacks, the loops I had to go through, loops I had to jump, you know, just facing adversity, it just made me realize that none of this work was taken for granted. You know, can't take this game for granted. Just continue to work hard each and every day, continue to stay consistent.
Now, I understand, Tamonica, that there is an event coming up, a rally. First off, what can you tell us about that rally that's coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a Pastoria rally that we're doing this coming Friday at 7 p.m. At Life Church with Pastor Jay Williams. So we're bringing different community leaders together. We're bringing pastors together. We're bringing the community itself and the Jacksonville 95ers. We're going to be in the room. We're just going to be promoting and our upcoming opening game on March 13th that you mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we just want everybody to come out and support us, be present, hear from us, ask questions, and meet some of the team.
I'll ask the question, I'm sure some people who are hearing about the 95ers for their first time, why the 95ers? Why that name and not like anything like Alligator or something like that?
You know, I wish I could answer that question. That's our owner, Mr. Kevin Waters. He was previously the head coach for the Jacksonville Giants, carried on the passion and wanted to keep it going in Duval County. So he formed the Jacksonville 95ers. He's our owner, and he's also our head coach for this season. So we're going to have to ask him his vision behind why he called it the 95ers. I have an idea, but I want him to be able to speak that for himself.
All right, hopefully I'll talk to him in the near future. Now, Stevie, when it comes to a lot of these type of games, a lot of sporting events, you see like, oh, we have blank night coming up. We'll have like this theme night. Do you all happen to have like these certain theme nights for 95ers games?
Absolutely. We are working on that right now. We're actually working with Trinity to have a networking night specifically for the small business owners that are on the west side area or all around. Right now, it's very important. We're in the grassroots stage, so we appreciate all of the partnerships. And because it's in an intimate setting, it's really awesome to see your name on the banners or, you know, anything like that. So, and because I'm in marketing, I understand that visibility, you have to show up in several places, and this is going to be one of them.
How can we help spread the word of the Jacksonville 95ers?
Well, if I had a big enough megaphone. you know, it's word of mouth. It's telling everybody about it. It's there's all kinds of ways you could do it. You know, by the radio, you know, podcast, you know, tell your friends, get with your business partners, the church. The church is going to be involved. You know, we definitely want Trinity involved. And like I said, it is an intimate setting. A lot of people think, oh, why isn't it at the arena? Well, because we chose for it to be in this intimate setting before we move on, you know, to the next phase. So yeah.
Again, that rally is on the 27th at Lifehouse Church. Make sure you go and attend that. Before I let y'all go, let's get one last prediction for the season coming up. Dwayne, I'll start off with you. I need a prediction for the season.
Predictions that we're going to have a successful season. I'm not going to throw any numbers out there, but the talent that we acquired over the last 2 weeks, I'm really excited about him, especially our guy Deshaun Edwards over there. Mm-hmm. But I believe it's going to be a successful and exciting season.
Just put you on the spot, Mr. Third Overall Pick.
So we have a lot of talented guys, a lot of older guys who is willing to lead us. You know, so we just look forward to continuing to build on top of that, continue to help each other improve and really make a statement in this league this year.
You're very humble and you're very, I like that. So I'll put it on you, Dwayne. Is he going to be Rookie of the Year winner this year?
He definitely has the talent. You know, I wouldn't put it past him. I wouldn't be surprised if that happens. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, he was the number 3 overall pick for a reason.
Yeah. Man.
You know, Deshaun has, you know, all the attributes to really succeed on this level. So I wouldn't put it past him. I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm going to speak it, and I'm going to say, yes, he is going to be. I've had an opportunity to witness these players doing practice, and I'll tell you, they are all amazing. Their teamwork is definitely there, and I've witnessed him on the court. So he's definitely going places, and I'm going to say that he is going to be our Rookie of the Year.
Stevie, prediction?
You know what? Everything that I've seen and showing up on the court, I think they're going to give it their all, and we're going to, you know, the cheerleaders, everybody is going to be there, drumline, everybody cheering them on, and when they feel supported like that, then, hey, guess what? They're going straight to the top.
Where can we find more information about the Jacksonville 95ers?
Absolutely. More information, you can go directly to our website at gold95ers.com. Or you can go follow us on Facebook and Instagram, all social media platforms. On Facebook, we are the Jacksonville 95ers Facebook. Please go and follow us.
And again, that rally is on February 27th at Lifehouse Church. Go and check it out. Go rally the 95ers. Again, Deshaun Edwards, the 3rd overall pick. To Monica Mike, the GM of Business Affairs. Dwayne Joshua, the GM of Basketball Operations. And Stevie Smith, the VP of Marketing and Partnerships. Thank you all very much for coming on.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.